This package here. Package, please. Thanks. I decided that since this is the last shiur that we're going to have here before Shavuos, that we should just have some minyanei chizuk, minyan Talmud Torah, before. The Torah tells us in Parshas Zos HaBracha, famous pasuk, Torah tziva lanu Moshe Marosha Kihilas Yaakov. And this pasuk is one of the most famous psukim. In fact, the Gemara in Sukkah on page 3 in Membeza Med Aleph says something very special about this pasuk. Whereas a cotton that's yodel and aneya. So then chayev lulav. In other words, at what point is there a chiyev chinuch? So the Gemara says every mitzvah is different. By a cotton, if he knows how to shake a lulav, then he's chayev and lulav. And there's a famous brisker rav on this that, because there's a chiddush, because you would have thought that the mitzvah is not the nanuim. Nanuim is a hider mitzvah. The mitzvah is just picking it up. And afal pikein, he's only chayiv when yodel and aneya. Because it's only if he's doing the mitzvah kihiduro is there a chayiv in the first place. The satev chayiv betzitzis, lishmor tefillin, aviv lokech lo tefillin. Yodel daber. So if he knows how to speak, Aviv Lomdo Torah Ukriyashma. Torah Mahi, Amar of Humnun, Torah Tzivalon, Moshe, Marosha, Kilos, Yaakov. So, Ukriyashma, Mahi, Pasuk Rishon. So, it seems from this Gemara that the first thing that a father teaches his son, the first thing that his father teaches his son when he is of age of speech, is this Pasuk, Torah Tzivalon, Moshe, Marosha Kihilos Yaakov. So, it's very intriguing. Why this pasuk? And it's interesting that this pasuk is dafka the pasuk that calls Torah Marosha, which might have the connotation of Yerusha, which then maybe is understandable that, yeah, that's the first thing, because the relationship of the father and the son is ultimately a relationship of Yerusha. The son is, taking over eventually from the father. And it's that dafka this pasuk that is picked. But I want to suggest that it's dafka for that reason this pasuk is picked, but for a different implication, which we'll see shortly. First, let's take a look in the Gemara in Makos, on page 2, on Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. The famous Gemara that tells us that there are 613 mitzvahs. Right, without this Gemara, we would say, who cares how many mitzvahs there are? We'll just do them all. Do we have to make a number? So, the Gemara says, Darash Rabbi Simla, Shesh Me'os U'Shloshes Rei Mitzvahs Nemru L'Moshe. Shlosh Me'os V'Shishim V'Chamisha Lavin K'minyan Yemos HaChama 365 Lavin U'Masayim V'Arboim Mishmona Esei K'neged Evarav Shalodim. Amar of Nuna Mikra, Torah Tziva Lano Moshe Marosha Kilos Yaakov. Torah Bigmatria Shish Me'av Echad Sari. The Gematria of Torah is 611. And then the first two commandments, Anochi and Lo Yelucha, we heard that directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's 611 plus 2 is 613. So again, this pasuk of Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe is the source of the corpus of Torah, of the 611, which ultimately is 613. So why this pasuk? The Baal HaTurim on page 4 is very big with the Mesorah. Right, the Mesorah gives us a list of different words that are found in different places in the Chumash. So Marasha, where is that found? So it's found by Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, Marasha Kilas Yaakov. And then take a look in Shmos Vav Ches. It says, "Vevesi eschem la'aretz asher nasati es yodi la'aseh soso la'avraham liyitzchak liyaakov v'nasati oso lachem marasha ani Hashem." So marasha is by Torah and it's by Eretz Yisrael. These are the two places that it says marasha. So what's the connection? So he says, "V'hainu." Whereas he quotes the pasuk in Tehillim on page 7, "Yitel hem artzos goyim amalumi rasha bavo yishmur chukov v'saros v'insaro haluluka." As what he's saying is that Eretz, the gift of Eretz Yisrael is taloya that we're shomer the Torah. So that's the connection between the two marashas. However, that's not the point that I want to stress here today. Davar Acher, the second point is what I want to stress. Zeu she'amru Chazal, Torah eina yirusha l'cha. K'mehasa v'nasati olochem, marasha ani Hashem, marasha v'lo yirusha. Because yirusha is an inheritance. What is marasha? Marasha, this is your heritage. It's not a Yerusha. This is your being. This is your heritage. This is your life. And he quotes the Mishnah Pirkei Avos. So let's see that Mishnah Pirkei Avos on page 8. Rabbi Yossi Omer Yehi Mamon Chavercha Chaviv Alechem Shulcha Vaskein Atzmecha Lulmo Torah She'eina Yerusha Lecha. You should prepare yourself to learn Torah because it's not a Yerusha. Page 9. Hol Masecha Yul Hashem Shemayim. So the Rabbeinu Yonah writes on the bottom of page 9, She'eina Yerusha Lecha. But Torah is something you have to be omel. It's not just a Yerusha happens memela. It happens by itself. But the Torah is haskin atzmecha l'ulmo Torah she'ein Yerusha l'cha. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, v'lo satsigena im lo sigaba. She'ein ki Yerushas avos. It's not like a regular Yerusha, God forbid, the father dies and the son gets it automatically. Son doesn't have to do anything. Doesn't even have to make a Maisa Kinyan. It's his automatically. And even if you come from ancestry that are Chachamim, don't think it's going to be automatic that the Torah is going to come back to you. Whereas they put in toil, so they got the Torah. So he says that the Torah is not automatic. You know, it doesn't come by itself. It's not Yerusha Lecha. And you're not going to get it unless you have Amal. Unless you have Amal. And I think that's Gufa, what the Gemara Sukkah is teaching us. Because, in other words, the first thing that the father teaches his son is Torah Tziva Lono Moshe, Morosha Kilas Yaakov. That, because the father and son relationship could have been thought to be a relationship of Yorish. The son gets him a Mela. So that's what the Torah has to, the first thing the father teaches his son when it comes to Ruchnius, when it comes to Torah, it's not automatic. The father could be a big Talmud Chacham, but if the son doesn't put in the hours, then the son is not going to be like the father. It's not automatic. And that's why it says, Morasha Kehilas Yaakov, Morasha Velo Yerusha. It's a heritage, but it's not an inheritance. It's not an inheritance. It's not something that you just inherit. So Dafka, that Pasuk, that's telling us, that's the first thing that the father has to tell his son, that he shouldn't think that since it's a father-son relationship, that it's going automatically. So that's the first part of chinuch, is when the kot yodoy ladaber, aviv teaches him this thing. And I think Rabbi say that that's perhaps what the deeper understanding of what the Baal HaTurim is saying. That Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael is something that Chazal tell us that's nikne b'yisurim. Whereas we have a claim to Eretz Yisrael. But Eretz Yisrael is nikne b'yisurim. Just like Torah is nikne b'amal. It's not happening, it doesn't happen automatically. It's nikne b'yisurim. That's one of the things, Torah, Eretz Yisrael, Olam Haba, the Gemara says, are all nikne b'yisurim. So that's why they're both Morasha. Morasha tells us not Yerusha, not something that's just going to be automatic. And Eretz Yisrael, our claim to Eretz Yisrael, is only if we continue to be worthy of it. And that's what the Pasuk says, that we lose Eretz Yisrael if we don't keep Shemitah. Because Shemitah is the ultimate belief in that HaKadosh Baruch Hu controls the world. And we don't have a schus to live in Eretz Yisrael if we're not keeping Shemitah Karoy. And perhaps that's what the Mishnah, the Medrash rather, on page 12, the Medrash Tanchuma. Famous Medrash, but he says, Lama Nitna Torah Bamidbar. Right? You would have thought the Torah maybe should have been given in Eretz Yisrael. Why is it given in the Midbar? Lomar Maha Midbar Mufkar L'chol B'nei Adam. Just like the Midbar is Mufkar L'chol B'nei Adam, anyone can walk in the Midbar. There's no limit of where you could go. It's hefker. After Vetorah Mufkar L'chol Misha Yirtza Lumod. So too, Torah is mufkar to anyone who wants to learn. Shelohe Adam Omer, Ani Ben Torah, V'Torah Nesunali, V'Lavosai, V'Atava V'Sech Lo Yisim B'nei Torah, V'Sech Gerim Hoyu. But you might say that the Torah, my family is a Torah family. Your family was not a Torah family. No. V'Kach Siv Morosha Chilas Yaakov, V'Chol Misha Miskahel B'Yaakov. Afilu hagerim she'oskim b'Torah, shkulim heim kekohen gadol. Shenema yasher yasa osam ha'odom v'chai b'hem ani Hashem Elokeichem. Kohen v'levi lo nemar ela odom. The Torah could be for any odom. Any human being could theoretically be miskahel to Yaakov. In other words, Morasha is one thing, but Kihilas Yaakov, the Medrash Darshans, that means Gerim, Kihilas Yaakov. The Chol Misha miskahel be Yaakov. Anyone who wants to join the Kihila of Yaakov, meaning that's another way of saying Gerim, that is Kihilas Yaakov. So on one hand, it's Morasha, it's for people who are getting it, you know, we're inheriting it, but we're not real inheritors. And it's Morasha Kihilas Yaakov, L'chol Misha Miskahel B'Yaakov. Afil HaGerim Sha'oskim B'Torah Shkulim Heim Kikon Gadol. Asher Yaseh Ha'osom Ha'odom. Any Odom could choose to become part of Kihilas Yaakov. And I think that that's the Yisod. Torah in Eretz Yisrael. The Torah is Mufka Lakol. Anyone could join in, can be part of it. But it's only if you put effort into it. And I think the Yisod of effort, at least Bisman Azeh, I think the way people work is the Gemara Avodah Zarah, that Ein Adam Lo Meid El Mokom Shalibo Chafetz. Because in this generation, people don't do things unless they like what they're doing. You know, the older generation, people had to work, they got a job, so they liked the job. They didn't like the job, they had to work. You know, so it wasn't so much of an idea, do you like this? We're more in the generation of, do you like, as someone once said to me, we're more in a generation of, do you like it, do you not? And somehow that infiltrates Torah as well. So that's why it's very important that the learning be a learning that you're going to really enjoy, because if you're not going to really enjoy it, so then you're not going to... stick to it. In fact, I remember when I was in Boston and I got to know Rav Hirsch Tannenbaum, who was the Rav in Chelsea, who was a Talmud of Rav Baruch Baer. And he said that Rav Baruch Baer didn't like when the boys rushed too much into learning, because he felt if they learned too quickly, they weren't going to enjoy it, and ultimately they won't keep to it. But if they learn slow, and they think about it more, and they enjoy the thought and the svara, that would get them to keep on to it for hopefully forever. And that's a big yisod. That Torah is lakol. You know, I was thinking, where the first place in Chumash where the remez of Sivan to Matan Torah is, of course, Yom HaShishi Beichul HaShemayim V'aretz. Chazal say Shishi is Shishi B'Sivan. However, the Alshich and the Bnei Yisoschar point out the pasuk in Parshas Vayetze. In Parshas Vayetze, what does it say? It says that Reuven went out Bimei Ktzir Chitim to get Dudoim for the whole story with the Dudoyim and Rachel and Leah, and ultimately, as a result of the Dudoyim, so Leah was with Yaakov, and that night Yisachar was conceived. And the Targum Yonason says, what does it mean? We make Tzir Chitim, Yomid the Sivan. So the conception of Yisachar was in Sivan. And Yisachar, of course, represents Torah. Everyone knows Yisachar is Zvulun. Zvulun is the businessman. Yisachar is the person sitting and learning. So the month of Sivan had the month of the conception of Yisachar. And the Medrash in this week's Parsha in Noso says that Yisachar was Zocher for Torah because She'ahav es HaTorah. The Medrash has the famous Kasha.
What's all the Nesiim? You repeat the Nesiim again and again and again and again, the same Psukim again and again. So the Medrash says, again, but each one had a different Kavanah. Even though they brought the same things, but they had a different Kavanah. And Yisachar was Makriv al Shem HaTorah. Lefisha Ahav es HaTorah Mikol HaShvatim. He was the one who had the greatest Avas HaTorah. I mean, it doesn't say he was the biggest Eloi. It doesn't say he was the sharpest. It says, but he had the biggest drive. And I think the importance of the drive, especially Bizman Hazeh, is this concept of Mokom Shalibo Chofetz. To enjoy the learning, to think about the learning. That's why I think it's very important when we see things inside, that you can enjoy your learning, because then you're part of the process. If you just hear things outside, then you're not part of the process. That's not your learning. You're just listening. You're listening in. And if you're part of the process, of the thought process of learning, so that's Ein Adam Lomed Mokom Shalibo Chofetz. And that's, so the day of Matan Torah, the month of Matan Torah, is the month of the conception of Yisachar. So it's not only Yom HaShishi of Shishi B'Sivan, that it was already in the Bria, also in Parshas Vayetze, is the month of the conception of Sivan. And let's just see one more Gemara in the Dorin on page 10. The Gemara says, Hizaru Bivnei Aniyim. You should be careful to give respect to the children of Aniyim. Shemehem Teitzei Torah. Because from the children of Aniyim, there'll be Torah. Shemehem Yizal Mayim Midolyo. Shemehem Teitzei Torah. And then, the Gemara has another statement. We have to understand what this means. He's saying a lot of times you have a Talmud Chacham and the son is not a Talmud Chacham. Well, why is that? Amar of Yosef Shalom Yomru Torah Yerusha Hilal. Because if it'll always come out that the Talmud Chacham's son will be a Talmud Chacham, people will think it's just an automatic thing. Now that doesn't mean that you don't have many Talmidei Chachamim whose sons are also Talmidei Chachamim. But it just means it's not automatic. And what's the notion that B'nei Aniyim, Torah comes from the B'nei Aniyim? So the Maral writes on page 11, Mashomer, Chila, Hisaru B'nei Aniyim, Shemehim Teitzei Torah, Tzolomer, Ki Oni Yosem Muchan, Whereas if you too, now it doesn't mean that there can't be a person who's wealthy who's Talmud Chacham. You know, you have a concept of Torah Gdula B'mokam Echad. But it means that a person who's wealthy, who lets his Gashmias take himself over. So he becomes so enveloped in his gashmius, then he's not mukshar to be mekabel Torah. Ani mshulo min kinyane olam hazeh. And Ani doesn't have so many kinyane olam hazeh. So memele, he could be a better kli kibel for Torah. And then he says, when the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur goes into Kodesh Kadoshim, he has to wear the Big Day Lovin. He can't wear the Big Day Zohav because he has to go in bepashtus. Because if you're a pash, then, but again, it's a question of attitude. You can have a person who's wealthy, but he realizes, you know, he knows how to use his wealth. He doesn't let it change his essence. That's as many Mefarshim, the Rosh Hashulchan writes, the Nisayon of Oni is greater than the Nisayon of Osher, rather, is greater than the Nisayon of Oni. You would think, Ashiras, it's a great thing, but it can create Gaiva, it can create other things. A person has to have the attitude that Olam Hazeh is just a prose door for Olam Haba. Because we're not Malachim. Malach Mamish, you know, doesn't live in Olam Hazeh. He just wants Olam Haba. Mamish, we're not looking yet for that Madrega. But we're looking to make priorities. What's Kodim to what? How much do we really need to live? Where do we need to live? What type of house do we need to have? What type of car do we need to have? What type of life? It's a question of attitude. Because if we want to be Kona Torah, so Torah has to be, we have to be a Kli Kibul to accept Torah. And as we come to Shavuos, where every year is a new acceptance of Matan Torah, so it can't just be like, you know, okay, just Shavuos, 2 days Yantif, and then I'm the same. Whereas we have to have the attitude that every word of Torah is precious. If we miss a shiur, we want to make it up. We want to make sure to listen. We don't want to lose anything. We don't want to get, of course, we're people involved in Gashmius, but we don't want to get it to the degree that it takes over our being. The Torah is not Yerusha. The Torah is Marasha. The Torah needs a Melis. But as I very often like to quote the Orach Chaim HaKadosh in Parshas Olav, Lohibit Oven B'Yakov V'lo Ra Omel B'Yisrael. Chaim HaKadosh says, what do you mean we don't see a Melis in Yisrael? So the Chaim HaKadosh says, because the tzaddikim, they enjoy their learning and the avoda, it doesn't look like they're toiling, because they're enjoying it so much. So that's what it means, lo ra amol b'Yisrael. And I feel, especially in this door, that this door, there's so much, you know, self-autonomy, self-choice, you know, this notion of, you know, independence. So the way that Torah is gonna survive is if it's libo chafetz, if it's something you're enjoying. And I believe you can only enjoy it if you're part of the process of learning. If you're not, it's just something you hear and you just take notes and you're not involved in it, then it's not going to stick with you. And because it was never part of you, and it didn't bring, you can't bring you simcha if you weren't toiling in it. And that's what we tell the child when the Yodei Ledaber. And that's what we say is the essence of Torah. This Torah is Gematria 611. Because the notion that it's our heritage, not our inheritance, but our heritage. It's who we are, it's what we represent, it's what we're all about. Every opportunity of learning is so important. But we have to have our priorities straight. If we're too involved in Olam Hazeh, and everyone has to be involved in Olam Hazeh, or else you can't survive. But if somehow when people get too involved, that's what the Maharal says, that Tizaru b'nei aniyim. You should be careful for the aniyim, because the aniyim are not going to get too involved. Now you could have, it's like the Chazon Ish said. You could have the Gemara says that a person should marry a Bas Talmud Chacham. So So the Chazon Ish said, and this is a tif, this is a deep yesod. Chazon Ish says that you can marry a bas Talmud Chacham, even though her father was not a Talmud Chacham, she could still be called a bas Talmud Chacham, because a bas Talmud Chacham is an attitude. It's a question of what you're machshiv. You know, of course, you can marry a bas Talmud Chacham whose father is a Talmud Chacham also. It's true in many cases. But you shouldn't say that when you're going to go out with a girl, well, her father's not a Talmud Chacham, so she's not a bas Talmud Chacham. No, the girl could be a bas Talmud Chacham because she has the right values, even though the father is not a Talmud Chacham. But she has a din of a bas Talmud Chacham. He's horu be'aniyim. So Shavuos is coming, Rabosai, and as I told you in the past, the original source, I think it was brought down by Rav Oberlander, the original source, the most earliest source of eating milchiks, of those cheese blintzes on Shavuos, is the kolbo from the pasuk of Dvash v'cholov tachas l'shonech. There are other sources, the Ramah says, that we do it because this way we'll eat the milchiks and fleishiks, we'll have two, so we need two loaves, one to eat with the cheese and one to eat with the meat. So that'll be a zecher to the shtei halachim. But that's a later reason. The original reason, the earlier reason, is dvash v'chol of tachas l'shonech. Is that Torah has to be sweet. Because if Torah is sweet, then you're interested, you're excited about it. So then you'll want to work on it. And you'll want to become part of you. If it's not enjoyable, it's not sweet, then you'll lose it in a second. It's the only, you know, the word from the Degel Machane Ephraim, one of the classical Hasidic Shetzvarim, said, the famous Chazal, why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? Shelo berchu b'Torah tchila. They didn't make a brichas haTorah. So the Degel Machane Ephraim says it means they didn't make the bracha of a harevna. That's what it means. Because harev, this is the most strange thing. The only mitzvah that we have, Kol HaTorah Kula, that we make a bracha that we beseech Hashem that the Torah should be sweet in our eyes. We never say that by tzitzis, by mezuzah, by tefillin, by anything. Only by tzitzis. Chazal in their infinite wisdom saw that if it's not the harevna, like Rav Baruch Ber said, it's not going to stay. It's not going to stick. And that's what it is. Torah tziva lanu Moshe marosha kihilas Yaakov. The Torah and Eretz Yisrael are marosha because they both require toil. But if you do the toil, then what? Hazorim Bedimba Berina Yuktsaru. If you do the toil, then you'll enjoy it, you'll be happy, it'll become part of you. If you don't, then it's in one ear, out the other ear, and you'll never get that darga of Mesikas HaTorah, of Arevis HaTorah, of Simchas HaTorah. So now that we're approaching Har Sinai, and we believe that every year in Shavuos is another Matan Torah, we're accepting the Torah again. So we have to have a new Kabbalah. A new Kabbalah to come on time, to review, to chazer, to think, to talk and learning, to be excited about our Divrei Torah. HaRevna Hashem Elokeinu is Divrei Sarascha. Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe Barosh HaKilos Yaakov. It's anyone and everyone has the opportunity, and it's important. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, the Gemara says in Shabbos that Torah stands for Anochi Amira Ni'ima Ksiva Yahiva. That the Torah is, and this is not just some shetel, it's in the Gemara in Shabbos, that Anochi is Rosh HaTovos, Amira ni'ima k'siva yahiva. That the Torah is an amira ni'ima. So if it's not noyim, it's not pleasant to you, then you're not going to have a proper Kabbalah Satorah. And therefore you have to, it has to be pleasant, and if it's not yet pleasant, you have to find out and figure out why not yet. And what are you doing wrong? But the Torah, that's part of the famous Avnei Nezer, people, Avnei Nezer writes in the Hakdama to the Eglei Tal, people think that if you enjoy your learning, that's Torah Shelo Lishma, and the Avnei Nezer says, what are you talking about? That's the Iker Torah, is to enjoy. So as we approach Shavuos, it has to be a Hischatshus. Hischatshus in our learning. Hischatshus in our Torah. It has to be Marasha Kehilas Yaakov. It has to be Torah Tzivolonu Moshe. It has to be something that's Dvash V'cholav Tachas L'shonech. And that's our Bakosha to Hashem. When we're eating the cheese blintzes, we should have in mind that as sweet as the cheese blintzes and the cheesecake is, that's as sweet as the Torah should be for us all. Right.